Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330 and FM 106.3 this morning. We are also streaming live online, newstalk1330.com and the WLBB Facebook page. So you've already got a quick glimpse of who my guest is this morning, and I will introduce you to her. Her name is Marcy Heath. I did have a little cheat sheet here for you. She's the founder and CEO of Innovative Benefits Consulting, has over 24 years experience advising employers and with innovative benefit strategies. A lot of good stuff on here about you. So
thank you.
Go to her website and read about it or check it out on her LinkedIn page or something. We brought in Marcy today, as we do every year around this time, to talk about open enrollment for insurance. And she's a good go-to for us. I know Steve Graddick, the guy that runs this joint, he was really disappointed that I swooped in and took you.
I know. Steve and I have been doing this show since 2010 when the Affordable Care Act was passed.
And you've had some good comments and some you've had some good perspectives on it and predictions and throughout the whole thing. Open enrollment is going on till December the 15th. I'm sure a lot of people still haven't taken a peek at it. Some people don't even bother looking at it because they fear they can't afford it. So perhaps there's some changes this year that can change their mind or their perspective on it. Open enrollment until December the 15th. It's healthcare.org or something. Healthcare.gov. That's what it is. Well, tell us, what can we expect this year? What's new this year?
For this year, Harrelson and Carroll County actually has two additional options.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
Because it's been 10 years with just one option.
With just one option.
Before we say those options, why have we only had one option?
Before the Affordable Care Act, the individual market, you basically had your pick of what insurance carrier you wanted to go with. You've had Humana, Blue Cross, you had Cigna, Aetna. I mean, there was like probably, 10 or 12 carriers out there that you could choose from. The downside to that was before the Affordable Care Act, if you had like a major pre-existing condition such as like diabetes or cancer, then the insurance carrier could deny you. So that was one of the positive things that the Affordable Care Act brought to us was the protection against pre-existing conditions. So through the Affordable Care Act, once that was passed and and brought to the table, you had some carriers that was still involved in the first stages of the marketplace. Georgia decided in 2014 when the marketplace, was up and able and running, that they did not want to invest the money to have like a state exchange. So Georgia Consumers was basically on the federal exchange through healthcare.gov. But we did have, a couple of carriers. We had Humana. I know I wrote Humana for the first probably 4 or 5 years. We had a company called Assurant, United Healthcare. I'm not sure if we had Blue Cross and Blue Shield back then, but you did have a selection of carriers. As the years have passed, those carriers have pulled out because they have found that in the individual space it's very hard to calculate the risk because they don't know what type of risk is coming on. For the first several years of the Affordable Care Act, I know that the government was going to subsidize them. And then as the years went through, the subsidies basically, have minimized. Humana lost tons of money in the individual marketplace, so they pulled out. And of course they do Medicare, and they also do employer sponsored plans such as United Healthcare and Aetna. So Blue Cross and Blue Shield wanted to wrap up that market because they knew if they were the only person standing, they would basically have a monopoly on the market.
Did that make our health insurance less expensive?
It did for a couple of years. If you're an individual and you make 100%, below the federal poverty level or, at least 100% of the federal poverty level, and you're at 12,000, I believe it's a little over 12,000 per year, then you could get insurance for zero. And that's pretty much you know, been sustainable for the last couple of years through Blue Cross and Blue Shield. But now, this year, since they have competition, they have doubled, and in some creases, and in some instances, tripled. So people that had zero last year are now facing $275 to $345 in premium. Mm. So we've had several conversations with Blue Cross and Blue Shield and the marketplace over the last 2 weeks to find out, you know, where is this coming from? Is it coming from Blue Cross and Blue Shield? You know, which of course, if it is, I mean, there's really nothing that we can do about it because they submit their rates to, you know, to I can't even think of the name of it right now, but they submit their rates at the first of the year to get approved, you know, for the plan year. Mm-hmm. So there's not really anything that they can do, but the marketplace is the one who controls the premium tax credit. So we're trying to figure out if the premium tax credit has been lowered for this coming year, or is it that Blue Cross went up? So,
but we won't find that out until we've already applied for it and or tried to get that particular insurance, right?
Correct.
Realistically.
However, the conversations that we've had over the last couple of days, you know, Blue Cross and Blue Shield is basically, you know, saying that that's just an estimate that they're throwing out, that it might not be $200. Mm-hmm. You know, but who wants to go into the next plan year not knowing exactly what their premium is going to be? And it's like I tried to explain to Blue Cross, you know, 2 days ago, you know, if people can't afford that, especially if they're making $12,000 a year, they can't afford $275 a month for insurance. And it's not just that it's like great coverage, it's horrible coverage. So it's bronze, which is the last in the, you know, in the metal tiers, and they have no copays. They no copays for doctors, no copays for prescriptions. They have a deductible of like $7,000 or $8,000, so they're having to pay for everything out of pocket up front. So how is that beneficial to anybody that's making $12,000 to $13,000 per year?
I know we led into the discussion of two more options here. I'm going to hold that till the next segment. It'll be a tease. Keep everybody.
Okay.
But Marcy Heath is our guest this morning, CEO of Innovative Benefits Consulting. And I know you've talked about this with Steve before, but Innovative, what's behind that?
So Innovative is actually innovative and inventive all mixed into one, because I actually own two insurance agencies. Innovative Benefits Consulting is one, but we also own Insurance Solutions of the South. So Innovative is actually my group business, and it's where innovation and inventive basically comes together to bring employers the best options for the lower cost.
Is this a busy time for you?
Yes.
November, December?
Yes.
What's your website?
It is www.beinnovative, and that's InnovenTive.com.
Marcy Sanders Heath, our guest this morning. We're going to take our first break and come back and talk more about the insurance enrollment, which is going on till middle December. And if you missed middle December, you're SOL, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll take that first break and we'll come back and continue our conversation. We're also on the Newstalk 1330 Facebook page, so if you want to post some comments and questions up there, I'll take a look at those during the break, and we'll share them with Marcy and with the rest of our listeners and viewers. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
All right, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Good morning to Ricky Rayburn, watching us on Facebook this morning. Good morning to Hayla Folden, watching us as well. And Dr. Brent Harris is watching us this morning, and he actually has a question that I'm going to share with you.
Yes.
We're still teasing those two options, additional options this year. Mm-hmm. But Brent's asking, can you discuss the role direct pay clinics can play in helping decrease the cost of healthcare?
Yes. So, especially this year, which, of course, I am a huge advocate for direct primary care. I was actually a subscriber to a direct primary care for a while, because I fall in the category to where I'm not eligible for a premium tax credit. So my premium was going to be around like $1,300 for a bronze plan. So I was like, I'm not paying this. So I entered into a direct primary care agreement. And, you know, that to me, if anybody comes to me and tells me that they can't afford that, that is my first suggestion, is to go to direct primary care, because you're basically paying a subscription, which is a very low amount. I mean, I haven't checked with Dr. Harris to find out what his, you know, what his subscription is, but but they're usually like, you know, $35, $40, $45, you know, under $100 a month. And it's total access, you know, to a primary care physician. So you can go get, you know, your clinicals done, like your annual wellness exams. And then most of them usually have, you know, some prescriptions in there. So if it's like generic prescriptions, you know, if you have like a sinus infection or, you know, the flu or whatever, then of course they can administer the prescriptions as well. And that comes in up under your the subscription with the DPC.
Marcy Sanders Heath, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. And again, feel free to post some comments on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page, and I'll look at those and share those with Marcy during our program. All right, we got two new options.
We do.
As far as healthcare this year. How big a deal is that, and why is it a big deal?
So it is a big deal because, like we've said, we have not had options before. We've only had Blue Cross and Blue Shield. So we do have two other options. We have Ambetter and we have Alliant. Ambetter is going to be a brand new company for the West Georgia area, just because it's never been here before. Alliant is not new to us because we had them in the beginning of the marketplace era in 2014-15, I believe, and then they kind of dropped off for a couple of years, and so now they're back. They're offering lower monthly premiums than what Blue Cross and Blue Shield's offering, and of course their plan designs are so much better than what Blue Cross and Blue Shield's offering. But there is a downside. So the downside is that if you opt into those two carriers, you have no Tanner access. So people are now having to choose on if they want to be able to afford their premiums and, you know, have insurance, or do they want to, you know, be able to access Tanner and then have very high premiums with coverage that's not really, you know, benefiting them that much?
Well, what would be the benefit for a hospital, for a system, not to accept a certain insurance? What would be the rationale behind that?
So the only reason why a hospital system would not accept an insurance is reimbursement rates, is basically what it is. You know, I know that with my conversations with Tanner, you know, for the last couple of years, is that they have been in negotiations with Alliant, but the negotiations have not been successful. However, you know, with Alliant, you have Rome, which is Redmond Floyd. You have the Wellstars, which is the Paulding and the Douglas, and then of course you have Piedmont that all accept it. So I'm just not really quite sure why we can't get Tanner to the table to accept those negotiations.
Well, let's get some free advice here at this point from you. I mean, your clients that do come to you and they're seeing these two new options, and you're saying, well, you know, this is good, but you can't go to Tanner. What advice are you giving him? Are you just explaining to him everything that you just explained to us and say, make your choice?
Yes, we are. So that's exactly what we're doing. We're giving them all of the options. And believe it or not, we've already seen probably around 1,500 people in our office so far. And I would say the majority of them is choosing to go with the other carriers, just because they need to be able to afford their premium. So, you know, so they'll be accessing the other, you know, hospital systems and the other physicians, which is really sad, you know, because that's one of the things is you want to keep, you know, you, first of all, you want your, you know, your local system to be able to, you know, to offer services, you know, to the local community. And when you're pushing them out of the local community, then you're pushing money away from our local community as well.
Marcy Sanders Heath, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, as we talk about the open enrollment period, which does run through December the 15th. The mandate's gone, so it's not we don't have to pay for insurance to come back and get us in our taxes. Do you see that coming back?
No. And to be honest with you, it really didn't matter that the mandate was gone or not. That was not, for me as an insurance consultant, that was not a huge make or break for me. And the reason why is because the penalties were never tough enough to make it worth a while. So if you'll remember in 2014, people could either opt in or stay out of it. And the penalty was like $95. Okay, well, if you've got a premium of, you know, $200 a month, or you're going to pay that penalty of $95, and you don't want insurance, why wouldn't you just pay $95?
Is that $95 in total or monthly?
No, for a year.
For a year.
And so the second year, I think it was raised to like $300. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so the penalties were never steep enough to make that, to even make that count. So it didn't matter that it went away or not. People that want insurance are going to have it, and the people that don't want it are not going to have it.
Mm-hmm. Are you so packed that you can't handle any more clients before December the 15th, or do you have open spots? People have to wait. I mean, if they want to get in there by December 15th, they need to get in touch with you now to make sure they can.
Oh, yes, because, I mean, so we started our day around 8 o'clock, and we ended around 7:30. We have appointments every 30 minutes, and they're, I mean, we're pretty much packed until after Thanksgiving. So to be able to come into the office would be a little difficult. However, we can always do like phone appointments. We've been pretty successful. There's a lot of people that don't feel comfortable, you know, especially with COVID going on. They don't want to get out and, you know, expose themselves. So we've, you know, been doing Zoom calls, we've been doing over the phone, just anything to be able to, you know, help out the consumers.
If when somebody does set an appointment and comes see you, what do they need to bring? What do they have to have handy as far as knowledge? And how long is that process with you?
So, you know, it's usually like 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes at the max. The information that we have to have in order to, you know, to produce the proposal for you is, you know, we need to know how many people's in your household that you file on taxes, you know, like how many dependents, if you're married, if you're going to enroll with us, then of course we have to have their dates of birth, their social security. And then the one thing that people are really confused about is income. So it is household income. So like say if you and I were married and I needed insurance but you didn't, I would still have to include your income because it's the combined household income. And a lot of people get confused with that because they think that since just I'm enrolling, that it's just my income. Mm-hmm. So we would have to have the household annual income.
Marcy Sanders Heath, she's the founder and CEO of Innovative Benefits Consulting, and she's our guest this morning. We're going to take our final break, come back with about 10 minutes. I do encourage you, anything that you think that I should talk about or any question we should put out there, please post that to the Facebook page, and we'll share that with Marcy after this break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident. And now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
Time right now is 8:51. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. I'm Colin Worthington. I didn't introduce myself this morning. As we started the show, I didn't even have the mics turned on. I was just rushing to get everything going. But yeah, I'm Colin Worthington. Our guest this morning is Marcy Sanders Heath, and she is the founder of Innoventive Benefits Consulting. Again, what's that website so people can get some more information and decide if they need to come visit you?
So it is BBEINOVENTIVE.com.
Okay. Kemp, actually, I think I reached out to you actually the day this came out. Kemp had a proposal or was discussing healthcare options for the state, and I just never followed up with you. We talked about it a little bit. I never followed up. But tell me a little bit about that. What is that all about? What should we know about it and pay attention to?
Georgia applied for a couple of waivers to get us out of, the ACA mandates. And so they were approved. So Georgia is on its way to be able to actually pull out of healthcare.gov. And then we will actually have our own exchange. Through my research, I haven't exactly found how that's going to work. The way that it was explained in one news article was that it was going to be kind of like a hotel.com, to where you could go in and you could have access to, everything that was available, even like short-term policies. So the one thing that I know that the waiver is doing is it's having a, I wouldn't call it a full Medicaid expansion. I would call it a semi Medicaid expansion. So as of right now, I believe Georgia has like almost 400,000 people that are uninsured. And then through this Medicaid expansion, it will cover about 50,000. But one thing that I found a little interesting about the Medicaid expansion is that it does come with like stipulations. So you do have like worker activity requirements. So basically what that means is that you have to have 80 hours of either work, community service, higher education in order to be eligible for the plans through the Medicaid expansion. And then, of course, it'll be like on a sliding scale depending on how much your premium is going to be. So, somebody might have a $7 a month or $11 a month premium. But to be eligible for the Medicaid expansion, it does come with stipulations, which I found was kind of interesting.
Talking about insurance, I mean, there's always going to be people that say, it's always too much, and you're frustrated because you may have it for a year, you're paying your $250 and you're not using it all. I mean, so you may never equal out. But is healthcare too expensive? I mean, is that really a problem, or does it really even out? Or do we feel like it's a fair thing right now? Is it, we talk about this health system being broken, and that's, different from insurance, but is that the biggest reason why people don't have health insurance, is just because it is too expensive?
You're going to have your sector of population that just doesn't want to spend the money on it. They're healthy, they don't have any medical conditions, and they're not taking any prescriptions. So they kind of look at it as, why should I spend that money on it? And then you've got a sector that can't afford it. So everybody has different reasons. And that's what I always tell people when they come into the office. And, just like I sat down with a lady yesterday, and she's actually from Carrollton. Her premium was going to be over, I think it was like $600 or $700 a month. she didn't want to pay that. And so my suggestion to her was back to direct primary care. You know, I gave her the, you know, the couple of options that we have with direct primary care, told her the benefits of it. And then, you know, what you can do is you can back that up with a catastrophic policy. So you've got the protection on the front end for direct primary care for all your primary care needs. And then you've got a policy on the back end for catastrophic needs. That way, if you, you know, happen to end up in the hospital or, you know, a car accident or cancer or whatever, you've got those protections.
All right, wrapping up our program here with Marcy Heath, CEO, founder of Innoventive Benefits Consulting. Is that in Bremen?
It is.
It is in Bremen. Actually, I hear the commercial enough. And I'll tell you what, just because you've talked about the primary care a couple times today, I mean, Dr. Harris should probably contribute to your advertisements on our on our stations. We'll nudge him in that direction. As we do close out, and some people may just be joining in late, what are, again, the biggest things we should know about open enrollment this year? Any kind of changes, things to look for that will help us make a better decision?
So I would definitely pay attention to, you know, if you're not going through a broker consultant and you're doing it on your own, you definitely need to pay attention to, you know, what Blue Cross and Blue Shield is offering you. You need to call out, reach out to Blue Cross, make sure that what they're offering you through the renewal letter is going to be what's going to stand after the first of the year. And then I also wanted to make sure that, you know, that people understand that there are three different benefit offerings. So you've got your sector that's Medicare, anybody that is 65 and older, or, you know, that's that has, like, you know, disabilities that are Medicare eligible. You've got Medicare, and then you have employer sponsored coverage. So if you get benefits through your employer, and then you've got people that do not have coverage offered through their employer, they have to buy policies on their own. And that's what we're talking about today. So just because Tanner doesn't take, you know, Alliant or Ambetter or this one or that one in the individual space does not mean that that affects Medicare or employer sponsored coverage. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have gotten confused by that. So I just want to make sure that people understand, you know, that we're only talking about the individual marketplace.
And if you do have any further questions, please contact Marcy's group in Bremen, Innoventive Benefits Consulting. Do you know the number offhand?
I do. I hope so. So it's 678-821-3508.
It's not just programmed in your phone under work.
Oh, no, I actually know my number.
Very good. Well, Marcy, thank you for coming in this
morning. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And again, visit our website if you have any other questions and you know, set an appointment if that's something that you're ready to do. Again, open enrollment goes on till December the 15th.